Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Etienne Charles grew up on the Caribbean island of Trinidad, surrounded by the sounds of steel pans and calypso music. The gift of a trumpet, however, led him to jazz studies programs at Berkeley, Florida State, and eventually the Juilliard School. But that doesn't mean he left the music of his past behind him. He combines his various musical interests on a new album called Kaiso, a bit of which you're hearing in the background. Let's now hear a live performance from Etienne Charles and his band, and they're going to give us their take on the calypso classic Russian Satellite, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's called Russian Satellite. And if you're a fan of Calypso music, you might recognize it because it was a tune by the great Mighty Sparrow from many years back. But that's a version by Etienne Charles and his band live in the Soundcheck studio. Etienne playing the trumpet, Marcus Strickland playing sax, Yasushi Nakamura playing the bass, Sullivan Fortner at our piano, Obed Calvert playing the drums. Etienne, welcome to you and the band.
Thank you very much. So great to be here.
This was, as I said, a song from Mighty Sparrow. And, you know, so something that looks back to your childhood in Trinidad.
Yeah, well, this song is a lot further back from my childhood.
Yeah, but, I mean...
It's one of the classics.
This is from the 50s, I think.
Yes, exactly, from the late 50s. But growing up with Calypso, it definitely influenced the bounce. And I always try to have music with a bounce to it.
Yeah.
It's always about trying to make people dance.
How did you, growing up in a family, you know, on an island surrounded by the steel drums and the sounds of soca and calypso, how did you come to jazz and especially this kind of, you know, this sort of contemporary style of jazz?
Believe it or not, the first jazz record I ever got was a Monty Alexander record called Yard Movement.
Ah, you know, Monty was on this show just a couple of months
ago. Oh, excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. And, great Jamaican pianist.
Unbelievable Jamaican pianist. And, that record, he plays reggae, he's improvising on it, and he's playing calypso, and he's improvising on it. So from the get-go, that was the sound that I heard. Eventually, I got into John Coltrane, Lee Morgan, Miles Davis, Clifford Brown, Dizzy Gillespie, the list goes on, Herbie Hancock, et cetera, et cetera. But that first bounce always stuck with me. And playing in a steel band growing up as well, you can't play without moving. It's impossible. You can stand there, but the music won't.
But
feel
nobody
the
does.
Same. Exactly.
I mean, it's always there are parades, there are parties, there are
exactly.
the big annual
Carnival.
Battles of the bands.
Panorama,
and, yeah.
exactly.
Yeah. The album's called Kaiso. What does that mean?
Kaiso is an old West African word actually, and it's a word that it encourages you to go on. It's almost like an approve. You approve of something. Like, yeah, Kaiso. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, keep going. Let me hear some more. And so from it, you would hear it in the calendar, which was a stick fight. And so they would use it to chant and cheer on people who were fighting.
So it's like a martial art kind of thing?
Well, it's just the stick fight is a martial art.
Yeah, yeah.
And but they would sing while the stick fight was going on
mm-hmm.
to encourage the fighters. And so that's where the whole idea of the Kaiso push came from.
And isn't Kaiso also an early form of calypso?
Yeah, exactly. It's the calypso in the purest form
yeah.
is what I tend to call it. But it really refers to that word of encouragement because that's what they were hearing people say. That's what the early descriptions of the music were. Yeah, let me hear that Kaiso. Let me hear that Kaiso. Eventually, calypso came along as the name for it.
We're speaking with Etienne Charles. He and his band are playing some songs from the album Kaiso, your third disc, the one that's out now. This song, Rose, appears on the disc. This is also an older tune, isn't it?
Yeah, Rose is another one from the book of the Mighty Sparrow in the 50s. And it's about his lover who left him.
All right. Well, let's hear another live performance. Etienne Charles picking up the trumpet, heading back to the rest of the band. The quintet performing for us live in the Soundcheck studio. You can also find this song on the album Kaiso. The song is called Rose, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That's Etienne Charles and his quintet live in our studio playing the Calypso classic Rose and wrapping up this edition of Soundcheck. On our next program, we continue our week-long series, Animating Music, with a look at Disney's musical legacy from Steamboat Willie to Fantasia to The Little Mermaid. Plus a live performance from the Brooklyn band We Are Augustines. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, George Wellington. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.